Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. The internet, namely digital content, it's coming after television and cable television in a big, big way. Amidst the clamor over Comcast's potential takeover of Time Warner Cable looms a larger underlying question. What does the future hold for cable providers in an era where more and more Americans are cutting the cord in favor of streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime? Well, new research from PricewaterhouseCoopers suggests that cable providers will need to adapt to the rapidly growing trend towards streaming services and internet-connected television in order to remain relevant. Luckily for them, most cable companies are also internet providers. If Comcast were to succeed in its takeover, the company would provide internet for about 40% of Americans, that according to a recent Reuters update. Well, regardless of the merger's outcome, one thing seems abundantly clear. The internet is poised to overtake cable television as the main vehicle through which Americans consume content. Researcher firm eMarketer estimates that people were already spending more time per day with digital media than with TV in 2013, and the gap is expected to widen as television consumption declines in favor of digital media consumption. Well, according to recent reports, there are a number of reasons for the trend away from cable. Here are three of the major factors. Number one, consolidation. Six media giants now contribute 70% of the content on television. So it always seems as though there's nothing fresh on television. Well, there really isn't. As a result, consumers are looking for something different or unique. Turn on to the internet to find content that is out of the ordinary. Amateur content, like the videos posted on YouTube, are quite a great example. And becoming big business, as are shows such as Orange is the New Black or House of Cards, popular shows which are produced by Netflix. Isn't that something, that people would rather look at amateur videos, namely kids skateboarding off of homes and people eating 20-year-old food, rather than watch professionally produced scripted television? What does that say about all of us in general? Number two, the cultural shift. We're changing the way we watch TV. Binge consumption. It's a term that gets thrown around a lot when you're talking about the media and entertainment industry today. Binge consumption refers to the trend towards watching at least 2 to 3 episodes of one TV show in a single sitting, as opposed to waiting for each new episode to be aired on cable TV. Netflix may be the first service to recognize and provide for this change. When Arrested Development debuted on the streaming service, the entire season was released at once. On the same vein, Orange is the New Black, House of Cards, and other Netflix shows are released in the same way, as opposed to staggering the release of the show episode by episode. Think about it. You're really into a show. You see an episode coming up next week. Well, you don't have to wait till next week. You sit there. You watch the next episode now. There it is. You want it? You got it. This cultural shift is also a boon for marketers. PricewaterhouseCoopers research suggests that by 2018, internet advertising will be poised to overtake TV as the largest advertising segment. I still want someone to point out to me how internet advertising is successful. Let's think about YouTube. More often than not, when you have an advertisement that comes before your selected video, you have a skip ad option. Have you ever sat there and watched the entire 15 or 20 second ad? I don't sit through it. I hit skip ad every single time. What's even more annoying is that, let's say for a 45-second video of whatever the content is, they expect you to sit through a 15-second advertisement first. There are many, it depends on the number of views, where the ads cannot be skipped through. You have to sit there and watch it. But for when you get the chance to skip it, I skip it, and I bet you do too. So how is anyone actually getting the advertising? Young people don't want to pay for TV. One of the biggest challenges facing cable companies these days is the younger generation of viewers who grew up with the internet and already use it as a primary source of news and entertainment. These viewers are more likely to become cord cutters and are often dissuaded by the cost of cable packages. They see the internet as more of a priority in their day-to-day lives than cable. When I was growing up, there were the over-the-air stations that you always turn to for your local news. Well, to someone who has grown up in this environment now, where TLC and TBS is the same exact thing as ABC and NBC, neither one is more important than the other, they don't care. And do they even want the local content, meaning the local news, the local sports, the local weather? There are apps for all of those things. So you don't really care about the major networks anymore. So for those that don't really care about traditional TV, why are they going to pay for it? If you can just pick up your phone, pick up your tablet, tap away, have your Netflix subscription or your Hulu subscription, why pay $125 to the cable company? How do you watch your TV? Have you cut the cord? Follow me on Twitter at Ed Kalegi, at EDKALEGI. It'll be quite interesting to sit back and watch and see how the media landscape changes over the next 5 to 10 years. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi. America
Weekend. America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you stress about your job when you're away from it? A common trait of the most successful people is that they disconnect from their work.
Psychologist David Ballard says we have trouble leaving work behind because we're used to chronic levels of busyness, but we're meant to take stress in short bursts with recovery time in between.
Studies show that being constantly attached to work is counterproductive. Your body and mind never get time to recharge.
While success is achieved through determination and dedication, it's defined by your ability to enjoy your whole life.
So follow this rule. Don't work when you're not at work. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who's more critical, men or women? And do they always stay that way? Well, here's the biological science of it. Men tend to be more critical thinkers. They stick to the facts, just the facts, only the facts. On the other hand, women more freely express their emotions and concerns. That is, until they start to age. Then there's a switch. As men age, they become less analytical, less critical, and more emotional. That's why it's not unusual to see older men freely showing their emotions. As emotional women age, guess what? They become more critical. It's only around age 45 that both men and women are more alike in their thinking and emotional styles than at any other time in their life. What's a cheap psych trick? What goes round comes round. As you grow older, you may be the object of what you criticize. Let me know what you think. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.